Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. By RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
Live from inside the mountains of the Hudson Valley, we come tonight for Monmouth men's basketball. As this evening, the Hawks enter the first of two games in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play in this early portion of the schedule on the road in McCann Arena at Marist. Alongside my broadcast partner this evening, Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Back in the studios, our guy, Harrison Strevin's doing a great job not only engineering the high school football show before ours, but doing the Monmouth game this evening with Marist. As tonight, the Hawks and Red Foxes, Gary, ready to reacquaint themselves with each other. Early season MAC challenge. Monmouth comes in 2-4, Marist 1-5. The Hawks, I think, and we're all very anxious to see where they are after a couple of really good performances on the road at some high major teams.
Yeah, Hawks with a couple of good showings, Eddie, at West Virginia, SMU, and Maryland. All three of those games were very close. At times, Monmouth with some good performances out at some big-time arenas. A couple of guys really stepped up, and the one for me who really has changed the way Monmouth plays has been Breece Cofani. Talked about it on the broadcast on Sunday night down in Dallas, but he's a rim protector. He can score a little bit. Clearly a different feel when he's on the floor.
This is a condensed version of our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit FirstAtlanticCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank as we get you ready for this matchup with Monmouth and Marist. The Hawks come in, although playing excellent basketball, in our opinion, losers of three straight. Marist lost their last one now against Boston College. They've lost five of their first six to begin the year. Lone win against Fresno State, 68-64, back on November the 26th. The starting lineups for tonight's matchup, first, for the road, Monmouth Hawks, same lineup we've seen the last couple of games. Josh James, Justin Robinson in the backcourt, Deion Jones in the front court, alongside Breece Cofani and Zach Tillman, the lineup fourth-year head coach King Rice will send to the court. First-year head coach for Marist, making his debut in MAC play, is Mike Maker. We'll give you a little bit of backstory on him over the course of our broadcast. The lineup he sends out to the floor is led by one of the leading scorers in the MAC, Siobhan Lewis, 20.8 points per game, kind of the lone wolf and or red fox, I guess, on this team as far as ushering the scoring load with a couple of key guys out for them. He's joined in the backcourt by K.J. Lee, Philip Lawrence, Manny Thomas, and Eric Trug, the front court. We appreciate you joining us on 1160, 1310 a.m., ShoreSportsNetwork.com and the free Radio Pup app. As Cofani ready to jump things up with Trug, and it's controlled by Monmouth, who will move left to right in their road midnight blue uniforms. Marist, Gary, will open up 2-3 zone. Hawks working their zone offense here. Josh James on the right wing throws it right short corner to Breece Cofani. Skip pass for Robinson is thrown out of bounds. No deflection. Early turnover by Monmouth. We'll give it back to Marist.
And Robinson thought that one was deflected across by Lee, Eddie, and he kind of put his hands up and let it go. I don't think he would have had a play on it anyway, unless he maybe dove, but he clearly let that one go and did not work in his favor.
Marist now moving it here. Monmouth playing their traditional man-to-man defense. This is Siobhan Lewis. Bounces one top of the key. That is Lawrence. We'll get into the Marist lineup a little bit more as Lawrence fires a three from straight away. That's too long. Rebound to Josh James. The Red Foxes are without two of their main guards. Khalid Hart out in this one, as well as T.J. Curry. They're starting two guards from a season ago. Hart, the reigning MAC Rookie of the Year, as that one is deflected out of bounds. Monmouth will inbound. 24 on the shot clock. No score in this one.
Two key losses for Marist. It was Curry who broke his hand a couple games back and had that thing wrapped up. It's going to be at least another couple of weeks for him. And Hart, as you said, one of the best players in the league.
Robinson into the lane. Floats one up to Cofani. His dunk attempt was kind of blocked and or mishandled. Truog pulled the rebound down. Marist will now come back the other way. Quick pull at a triple from Thomas is no good. James crashing the glass. Still no score. 1 minute, 15 seconds gone by. Deion Jones has it in the left corner after a skip pass from James. Down low to Kofani. Couple of dribbles. Brees throws it back out to Deion Jones for three. That one rims out. Rebound comes down to Eric Truog again. Team's trading misses early on here. We've got no score over 1.5 minutes in. Lewis fouled by James on a left baseline drive. First foul of this game is called on Monmouth sophomore Josh James.
You'd like to see Monmouth offensively, Eddie, move the ball a little bit more. Deion Jones with the catch and shoot there. Robinson was open in the near corner, and Josh James was calling for the basketball up top. They had a couple of other guys open, and Jones had his three rim out, but it was contested.
Inbound to Lewis. Lewis attacks the rim. He's fouled by Zach Tillman. Lewis hits the ground hard as Tillman picks up that foul. I think, Gary, they may have changed that. They call the foul on Deion Jones. I didn't see Deion involved in the play.
I don't think Deion was anywhere near the play. I think that's a mistake.
I think they should check that. Is Lewis still down? Will now be tended to by the Marist athletic training staff.
I think it was clearly Tillman there, but Lewis certainly took a spill. And Lewis still down on the right block. As it was Tillman who kind of in the middle of the lane set his position. And when Lewis went up, there was a little bit of ball from Zach Tillman. Definitely some contact as Lewis had some trainers now out to check on him with just a minute 42 played here. Eddie, I don't think Monmouth can afford to get into a foul fest with Marist. That's just not the kind of game you want to play.
Well, Gary, this Marist Red Foxes team already down their top two guards from a year ago. And as we said, Mac Reining Rookie of the Year, Khalid Hart, as well as T.J. Curry, who are both very, very good players and have really helped to usher in this new coaching staff. They can ill afford, and this is to say the least, they can ill afford to lose Siobhan Lewis. He averages 20.8 points per game for a team that scores 60 a game. So, quick math, he's a third of their offense, and really, beyond the numbers, he's a lot more than that, as now Coach Maker is out on the floor checking his senior leader. And while he is out there, Gary, let's get a little bit more into Mike Maker. First season here at Marist, replaces Jeff Bauer, who left to go the NBA route. As Lewis is up, and they're going to have to help him off the floor, Gary, he's not able to put much, if any, pressure on his left knee, it looks like. And, again, we can't overstate enough how big of a loss this could be for a Marist team that already is undermanned coming in.
Yeah, he does not look to be in good form, and obviously you wish him the best, hope to see him back out there. But he took a spill pretty hard down low. He went up for the shot. Like I said, Tillman got a little bit of a hand on it, and Lee will take the free throws for Lewis. Lee comes into this game shooting at just 40%, 2 of 5 from the line. I thought they had a choice of who got to take the free throws.
I think they do. I don't know if it's a choice of players who are on the floor, though. And KJ Lee, as the other guard, will go to the line. He's only been playing significant minutes as he makes the first one since the injuries to both Hart and Curry. Nick Coletta, a redshirt freshman, has come into the game for Siobhan Lewis, who they're taking back into the training area to get looked on. Lee, 40% foul shooter, makes them both like he shoots 80%, and Marist now leads 2-0. Talk a little bit more about Mike Maker at our under 16 media timeout. Marist stays 2-3 zone. Down Siobhan Lewis now. Monmouth moving it. Have yet to score. 2 minutes gone by. Justin Robinson, top of the key, bounces one to James. Rise and fire for three. He puts it in to put Monmouth up 3-2.
And better ball movement for Monmouth that time. Josh James is a guy that's got to get going, Eddie. Tough couple of games in the non-conference to this point. Josh James, we saw his skill last year. He's an extremely talented ball player. He's just got to get it working, and a good start for him tonight.
Top of the key, Manny Thomas. Swings it into the right wing. Dribble handoff now. KJ Lee on the wing. 18 on the shot clock. Hands for True. They tried to go back door. Kofani deflected it right to the arms of Josh James. James leads Monmouth back, leading 3-2. Cross-court pass to Jones. Deion puts it in and one. A chance for three with the Hawks leading 5-2.
Coach Rice wanted Monmouth to go baseline earlier in the week at practice. He was preaching it on the offensive end and talking about cutting it off on the defensive end. And that's exactly what Deion Jones did there. Took the ball in stride and got to the basket.
Jones at the line for a three-point play. Gary, the pass that James threw to Jones, that's a pass that our colleague Steve Bazaz loves. Talks about the cross-court transition pass, one of the best passes in basketball. As Jones' free throw is good, Monmouth now up 6-2.
It was a beautiful pass and a beautiful find and a great finish from Deion Jones. Took the contact, converts the three-point play.
Monmouth efficient early on here. Hawks leading 6-2, but they unfortunately pick up their third foul in the early going here as Tillman is called for a foul off the ball. Monmouth with 17-17 to go in our first half. Broadcast tonight brought to you in part by Barnabas Health, Premier Healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org. Every day extraordinary. Inbound to Lee, top of the key, double team by both James and Tillman. Throws right wing for Coletta. Maris now throws top of the key to Thomas. Left hand dribble over to the left wing he throws where KJ Lee is. Tried an entry pass down low to Lawrence. It's deflected away by Robinson. Maris will inbound. 17 to go in our first half. 18 on the shot clock. Lee will inbound. Gets it into Lawrence. Pull from the left elbow is good. Lawrence came down on an ankle. He's a little gimpy coming down court as it's now 6-4.
And immediately has to guard Josh James.
Not an easy guard as James goes down low to Tillman. Big Zach turnaround jump hook is good.
I think the Monmouth coaching staff has wanted Zach to do that the entire time he's been here. I think he's really taken to it this year, that little baby hook from the middle of the lane.
Hawks, keeping the ball high, too. Hawks doubling up. Marist early here, 8-4, 3.5 gone by. Troop, top of the key to Lawrence. He'll pump it a three, now throw right wing to Lee. Back to Lawrence, pump fake around Kofani. Tillman blocks his shot, and it goes out of bounds. Marist will inbound with 16 on the shot clock.
Monmouth making it tough for Marist to penetrate the lane tonight. That time, Marist had to fight through both Tillman and Kofani, and the ball ended up going out of bounds, very close to being off a Marist player and Monmouth ball, but nonetheless not an easy job for the Red Foxes tonight to penetrate the paint.
A couple of freshmen check in for Marist, James Griffin and Connor McGlennigan. Two guys that have seen increased minutes with the injuries to this club in the early going. This is KJ Lee. Top of the key goes to McGlennigan. He'll hoist up a two-handed set shot three that goes in to cut Monmouth's lead to 8-7. Right off the bench and into the scoring column for Connor McGlennigan. 4 minutes gone by. Hawks lead by 1-8-7. Jones, right short corner. Throws top of the key to Josh James. James skip pass left wing to Justin Robinson. Robinson bounces one to James. James attacks. Bounces one down low to Jones. It's blocked by McGlennigan. Kofani putback is up and in.
It's almost impossible to defend. Great help side defense came on the Deion Jones attempt. And then Kofani is right there because you had to vacate him to get over to Deion Jones, and he's wide open.
Top of the key, McGlennigan throws it to Lawrence left wing. This is down low, Manny Thomas being guarded by James, and a wasteful foul there on Brees Kofani. 15:25 to go in our first half. That gets us to our first media timeout, but Harrison, we're going to keep things here on the court. We'll go a little bit more into some brief pregame. This would be a normal 60-second break, but we'll keep things right here. This timeout presented by the refreshing taste of Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. Gary Monmouth leading Marist 10-7. Again, this is an early conference game. These teams are used to playing non-league games. Monmouth 2-4. The Red Fox is 1-5. Let's get a little bit into our coaching matchup a little more. First-year head man Mike Maker for Marist, longtime basketball coach. Was a head coach at Williams College for 6 years before this. Career record as a head coach is 148-37. But before that, spent time at Creighton, at West Virginia under John Beadline, at Samford, at Dartmouth. A lot of experience, and I know you were at practice this week, and our coaches, Coach Rice and staff, were working on some of the offenses that Coach Maker runs. It appears to be a pretty sophisticated offense for Marist.
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place. Obviously, there's a lot of ways that you can run a quote-unquote Princeton-style offense, and it's a tough transition for guys to come in here, Eddie, and play for a coach for the first time and play into that style of offense. Obviously, Jeff Bauer was here last year, left to take the Detroit Pistons general manager position, and Mike Maker takes over. A lot of these guys have had three coaches now in 3 years. As you look up and down the roster, and a couple of juniors are now on their third coach and learning presumably their third different offense, and it's not an easy one to learn.
Yeah, from Chucky Martin, the old Monmouth player, to Jeff Bowers, to now Mike Maker. Obviously, on the sidelines for Monmouth, fourth-year head coach King Rice, the recipient of a brand-new contract extension that'll keep him in West Long Branch, an additional 3 years on top of his five-year original deal. And Gary, Coach Rice, 35-66 in his fourth year, but No doubt, this program trending in the right direction right now, early leading 10-7.
And he's had them in games, like we talked about, at some high majors on the road. As we take a quick peek at some numbers, Marist 2 of 4 early, Monmouth 4 of 6 early from the floor. A couple of players with 3 points for either team. Monmouth's been in some games the last couple of years on the road in some big arenas, unable to kind of close the door and really won't have an opportunity like that the rest of this season. They will have one at the end of December at home against Rutgers.
Yeah, big one that we're all waiting for. As Marist is inbounded now, Red Fox is moving right to left, trailing MU 10-7. James Griffin, drive and kick, three-pointer for McGlinigan, too strong. Kofani, high for the rebound. Hawks in transition, coming back the other way. Robinson spins, double team, tried to kick it out to James, and he'll be called for the travel. Little out of control for Justin, playing about a half hour, Gary, from where he's from. Ton of family and friends in the crowd. You know, he wants to come out with a great performance tonight.
Yeah, great spin move at the elbow there. Got to the baseline, but was unable to keep his footing.
Griffin, top of the key for Marist, around the screen. Dumps it down low to McGlinigan. Robinson steps in, makes the steal, now spins away and gets loose in the open court. Robinson, ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Long two is short. McGlinigan pulls down the rebound.
Unbelievably great vision, I guess, would be the term from Justin Robinson on the defensive end.
Top of the key for Marist is Griffin. 14:20 to go here in our first half. Again, Marist runs that kind of hybrid Princeton offense, so keep an eye on the backdoor cuts as Lawrence will pull for three. He'll tie this game up from the left elbow with 14:10 to go in the first half. And we've seen exclusively zone out of Marist. They stay that way, allowing 69 points per game. Entry pass to Tillman. Skip fine to Robinson. Nice bounce pass in the lane to Kofani. He can't get that one to go. Rebound comes down to McGlinigan. Good ball movement for Monmouth. Weren't able to get the shot down. Lawrence pulling transition for three. He puts that one in. Phillip Lawrence shoots 53% from deep, and he's given Marist a 13-10 lead.
And just pulling up in transition, Monmouth now has to know that. I'm sure they knew it coming in, but he's just going to spot up and shoot it.
Kofani down low. Righty jump hook gets a nice roll to cut this lead to 13-12.
Keep feeding Brees Kofani. They don't have anybody who's big enough to defend him. And I think it was McGlinigan that time who was right on him, but just doesn't have the size.
Red Fox's lead by one as Lee brings it down, throws to Griffin. Right back to Lee, top of the key. Drive and kick. Triple from the right corner is good. That one off the right hand of Manny Thomas, and Marist making it rain from deep. They're up 16-12.
That's 3 three-pointers in a row, Eddie, from the Red Foxes, and they're just shooting them tonight. And that's how they're going to keep themselves, I guess, in this game, is they're just going to shoot from deep.
Deflected pass here, Monmouth able to maintain. Gary, Monmouth's opponents coming in were only shooting 32% from three. Marist obviously way above that mark early here. Justin Robinson, top of the key, bounces it to Zach Tillman. Throws left wing to James, six on the shot clock. James return pass, top of the key to Robinson. Robinson gets in the lane. He puts it up and in, whistle, and wave it off. I think that they call some kind, either double dribble or up and down. Ball was deflected. Nevertheless, turnover will give it back to Marist as Andrew Nicholas, Austin Tillman, and Chris Brady all check in for Monmouth.
That was an awkward play. I don't know what they caught. I was kind of shielded by a defensive player, but I thought the ball was deflected up in the air. By the time Robinson caught it, came down and put it up. Looked like a legal play, but
Marist behind a ton of three-pointers early on here. Lead 16-12. Backdoor fine. Trug is able to pick it up and lay it in. Marist's offense right now clicking on all cylinders, Gary. They lead 18-12. We talked to Coach Rice during the week, which we'll hear that halftime interview. He said it. It's layups and threes, and that's what Marist is doing. Deion Jones has it for Monmouth. Picks up his dribble. Throws to Austin Tillman. Tillman tried to find a cutting Nicholas and threw it out of bounds. 11:57 to go first half, and we'll step out for 60 seconds. Monmouth trails Marist 18-12, and we'll be back on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
I'm going to throw that to you. Back here courtside at McCann Arena. Gary Kowal, Eddie Acapinti. Monmouth trailing Marist 18-12. ServPro of Eatontown Long Branch is there for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs with 24-hour emergency service. ServPro Eatontown Long Branch. com. Gary, Monmouth down six early on, and it's been a three-point barrage for this Red Foxes team early on.
Yeah, Marist shooting 4 out of 7 from beyond the arc. Lawrence is 2 of 3. Thomas and McGlennigan each have knocked one down. That's 57%. You would think that the Red Foxes won't shoot a 57% from downtown the entire night, but crazier things have happened, especially to Monmouth.
And, well, Gary, that, and Mama's shooting 55%, but they've turned it over 5 times early, and that's been their undoing early on here. Whistle away from the ball as Marist controls. It'll be an offensive foul called on number 10, James Griffin. Monmouth will get it back, trailing by 6 with 11:47 to go in our first half. Austin Tillman, Josh James, Jones, Nicholas, Brady, the Hawks 5, as Thomas steps in front of one. And then Austin Tillman will take it right back, so back-to-back steals as Monmouth will get into the offense here. But, Gary, they've looked out of sorts against this Marist 2-3 zone.
Austin Tillman had a good couple of games at the CBE tournament at the MAC a couple weeks ago and didn't play poorly this past weekend in Maryland and Dallas. Some tough passes tonight.
Well, that's a beautiful pass as James finds a streaking Deion Jones in the zone. As Monmouth cuts the lead to 4, what a find from the sophomore. This is K.J. Lee, the newcomer for Marist. Throws it on the left wing to Coletta. Top of the key, Lee rejects the Trug screen. Driving kick, Coletta, triple in the corner. High arcing shot is too strong. Austin Tillman pulls the rebound down for Monmouth. Brings it the other way, and Josh James is called for a carry back the other way. With 10:53 to go in the first half.
See, that's the unforced errors that really cost you in ball games like this, especially conference games on the road. Josh James was just bringing the ball up the floor. There was nobody near him. He got to the wing and was called for that. It can't happen.
Well, Coach Rice takes him out right away, tells him probably just what you said, Gary, as Max DeLeo comes in along with Colin Stewart for Monmouth. Marist moving it here. Trug being guarded by Brady. Driving kick, and he loses it right into the arms of Austin Tillman. Tillman, bounce to Colin Stewart. Stewart lays it in, and the foul. Colin Stewart will go to the line. Chance for a three-point play.
And Manny Thomas tried to draw one there, Eddie, and was unable to. Didn't set his feet as he kind of shuffled to the block as Colin Stewart went up. Like what I'm seeing out of Colin Stewart in terms of this season, attacking the glass. He's thrown down a couple of alley-oops. He's gotten to the rim a little bit. That time able to finish. And Monmouth looking for their second three-point play tonight.
Connor McGlennigan comes back in along with Philip Thomas as Trug and Griffin sit down for Marist. Colin Stewart, also from upstate New York, a little further upstate than we are tonight in Poughkeepsie, will miss that free throw. McGlennigan pulls the rebound down. 18-16, Marist leads. 10.5 to go, first half. Coletta steps into about a 30-footer that's off and to the right. Nicholas pulls it down for Monmouth.
Well, they knew they weren't going to shoot a 56% all night.
And Gary, I think Monmouth will give that shot up all night to Nick Coletta. Hawks controlling here. Marist stays 2-3 zone. Right wing, Max DeLeo from Tillman. Pumps it 3, now throws to Tillman. Left wing, Colin Stewart. Stewart drives baseline, goes up strong, misses it short. Rebound comes down to Nick Coletta.
Love the aggressive drive from Colin Stewart. Probably had a pass that he could have made extra there, though.
Manny Thomas left wing for Marist. Under 10 to go, first half. Throws it top of the key to K.J. Lee. Lee pulls from just inside the arc. That one's way off and to the left. Brady tracks it down for Monmouth. A couple of bad shots in a row for Marist. Hawks bring it down, trailing by 2. Tillman top of the key. Throws for Nicholas on the wing. Back to Austin Tillman, top of the key, 23 on the shot clock. Throws it down low to Brady. Brady, lefty jump hook, gets it to go, and he ties this game at 18.
I like the move by Chris Brady, spinning on his right foot, back to the basket, then turns and floats up the lefty baby hook.
18-18 to go, first half. 9-15, rather, Gary, remaining. These two teams knotted up at 18. McGlennigan drives right baseline, knocks over DeLeo, no call, kicks it out to Lee. Throws to Thomas. They play catch on the perimeter. Now Manny Thomas has it. Thomas, you hear the crowd counting down the shot clock. Hand off to Lee. Lee jumps the pass, and he came down with it. He'll be called for traveling. Nice defensive possession there, Gary, for Monmouth.
really good defensive possession. Max DeLeo providing that spark like we've seen from him so many times on the defensive end of the floor. Actually came away with a steal there, did DeLeo, with that 2 seconds on the shot clock. But I think while the ball was in the air was while they were blowing the whistle for the walk. And Monmouth in a tie game will get it back. Eddie, it's been an ugly first 11 and change here, but everything kind of back to even now.
Yeah, exactly. 18 all with 8:40 to go. James Griffin's checked back in for Maris. Colin Stewart has it on the left wing for Monmouth. Now Monmouth plays catch on the perimeter. DeLeo throws right corner for Austin Tillman. Entry pass for Brady. He's intercepted by McGlinigan. Another turnover for the Hawks in this one in the first half. Griffin throws to Coletta. Coletta left-hand dribble, top of the key. Now throws to Griffin in the left corner. Return pass to Coletta. Up fake gets Stewart in the air. Pulls for a long two off to the right. That one's missed. Rebound to Nicholas. Nearing the 8-minute mark in our first half. Austin Tillman will now run the show. Dribbles himself over to the right wing. Colin Stewart, top of the key. Swings left wing to Max DeLeo. DeLeo driving kick to Tillman. Return pass to DeLeo. 15 on the shot clock. Throws it right corner to Stewart. Colin Stewart's going to drive. Into the lane. Kicks it out to Nicholas. Top of the key, Austin Tillman. Tillman gets his man in the air. Floats one into the corner for DeLeo. He pumps it three. Nobody wants to shoot for Monmouth. Four on the shot clock. Brady tries a 15-footer too strong. And DeLeo tracks down the offensive rebound.
Excellent ball movement. Some great pump fakes. Monmouth just didn't have any open looks. And a good job by Brady to get one up. And DeLeo able to corral the long rebound. Now Monmouth can reset, run in the half court.
7:25 to go here in our first half. Maris to switch to man-to-man for the first time in this game. DeLeo top of the key. Throws it over to Tillman. Tillman goes top of the key to Stewart. Now Nicholas has it. Floats one down low to Brady. Brady catches, gathers, and lays it in.
Great possession out of Monmouth. And a major plus, obviously, that they're able to finish with a couple of points. But the ball movement was excellent. Maris defense pretty good on the first 35. But Monmouth able to free Brady up that time.
Hawks lead 20-18. McGlinigan down low. Throws to Coletta. Manny Thomas now top of the key. Thomas to the lane, wave off the shot attempt. He's fouled before he could get moving to the rim. 6:49 to go in our first half. We've reached the media timeout as that foul goes on Colin Stewart. The NJEA takes us to this media, and they want to remind you that they work to make public schools great for every child. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
Follow Monmouth Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Gary Kowal, Eddie Acapinti here with you in Poughkeepsie. Harrison Strevens back in the studios engineering our broadcast this evening. Poughkeepsie, for those of you that don't know, about 2 hours from West Long Branch down in New Jersey. It's about an hour and change north of New York City, really about 2:15 maybe. From West Long Branch. These old rivals, Gary, renewing their acquaintances now. Year two for Monmouth in the MAC. But these two teams were members of the NEC, the Northeast Conference, for years. And Monmouth leads the all-time series 35-21 in this matchup, the 57th all-time between the two.
Yeah, and these teams obviously have renewed acquaintances, I should say, of late. I'm kind of mesmerized by the dance that the Red Fox is doing. Shooter down on the baseline. He's doing a great job to get the fans into the game, I got to tell you.
Yeah, we just need one. Thank you.
As we go back on the air, I'm getting last-minute info, Gary, thrown into my headset from everywhere, and we'll get you this update, which is a Siobhan Lewis injury update after this possession, as Manny Thomas has his three blocked by Colin Stewart into the arms of Zach Tillman, who's checked back in. Tillman feeds Austin Tillman, who will now bring things into the front court with Monmouth leading 20-18.
Good defense from Stewart. Not sure why that shot was even put up, but Stewart stayed on it.
6:20 to go in a quick-moving first half at McCann Arena. Tillman slows the offense down here for Monmouth. Throws to Colin Stewart. Return pass to Tillman. Back to Stewart with 11 on the clock. Down low he goes to Nicholas. Nice move and a nice put in by Nicholas. Monmouth up 22-18.
Good pump fake from Stewart. I think obviously the scouting report out there on Colin Stewart is that he's going to shoot it. And a lot of the times he does. That's his specialty. But that time got his defender up in the air and then snuck it right by him to Nicholas.
Maris Sports Info guy Mike Ferraro, Gary, letting us know Siobhan Lewis out the remainder of the first half. He'll be reevaluated at halftime to see if he can return with that left leg injury. Lawrence for Maris here. Drives right around. Nicholas lays it in. No one underneath to help. 22-20. Down low, Zach Tillman has it for Monmouth. Lefty jump hook is short, and then Tillman fouls True going over the back. 5 minutes, 30 seconds to go first half. Hawks lead by two, 22-20. Zach Tillman will now sit back down. Chris Brady will check back in.
Chris Brady returns for Monmouth. He replaces Zach Tillman.
Eddie, it's been an extended look in the last couple of minutes at Austin Tillman, the freshman point guard. He had a little bit of a rough go, but I do like the way he's been playing on the defensive end, but you kind of wonder when you'll see Justin Robinson back out there.
Yeah, I mean, Robinson has played so well early on for Monmouth. True for three, throws that one out of bounds, an air ball. And they say it was deflected by Brady. Don't have a replay anywhere, Gary. That's a shocker to me. I didn't see that one touched at all.
Yeah, I don't think Brady even came close enough to block it.
Jeff, what was that?
You know, that's the call that was made, and Monmouth will have to defend for another 19 seconds as Marist will inbound.
5 minutes, 10 seconds to go, first half. Marist tried to bounce past the lead down low. It was taken away by Colin Stewart. Stewart leads Monmouth the other way. To Nicholas for three on the wing. Way short, rebound to Eric Trug. Hawks lead 22-20, under 5 to go first half. Thomas drives, blocked by Chris Brady, out of bounds. Marist will inbound.
Monmouth can't give up the baseline there. Colin Stewart got out to the three-point shooter, which was a good job by him to hustle out there, but then cut on his wrong foot and gave up the baseline. Brady luckily was there to prevent and get the block, but Colin Stewart can't give him the right baseline on that.
4:45 and counting to go, first half. Monmouth leads by two, 22-20. McGlinigan has it right elbow, throws right baseline to Manny Thomas. Baseline drive, out to McGlinigan for three. That one's short, right to Austin Tillman. Tillman leads everyone back the other way, puts his head down, and he's fouled by Griffin going to the rim with 4:32 to go in the first half.
Eddie, aside from the ball not going in, I think that's exactly what Marist wants Monmouth to do defensively. They're leaking out a little bit too high. Marist able to penetrate the baseline, and when they run into the one of the Monmouth bigs, which that time happened to be Chris Brady, they kick it out and get a wide open look from three. And if that ball goes in, Marist has done exactly what they wanted to do. Fortunately for Monmouth, the ball didn't go down.
Hawks lead by two, inbound. Chris Brady gets it down low. Nice move around McGlinigan. Puts it in with the left jump hook to put the Hawks up four.
Very impressed on both ends of the floor tonight by big number 43.
And then McGlinigan back the other way gave him a little shove, and Brady didn't budge. Brady's got him by about now 40 pounds or so. As Marist now controls, nearing the four-minute mark. Coletta throws left wing to K.J. Lee. Lee being guarded by Tillman. Throws top of the key, Coletta. Driving kick to Griffin for three. In and out. Brady pulls down that rebound. Hawks up by four with the ball. Tillman throws left elbow to DeLeo. Down low, Nicholas. Too strong. McGlinigan with the rebound. K.J. Lee will bring everyone into the front court here. Ball may have gone off an official as Maris controls. 25 on the shot clock. Four new Hawks ready to check in. Next opportunity. McGlinigan throws to Griffin. Griffin drives right baseline. Cut off by DeLeo. Back to McGlinigan. Top of the key, K.J. Lee. Lee throws from McGlinigan. Now finds Lawrence. Lawrence jumps the pass, throws to Coletta left wing. Coletta, long step back, two is good. They cut the Monmouth lead in half.
Smooth looking jump shot from Coletta that time.
Yeah, if I'm Nicholas though, I did my job defensively. I'll let Nick Coletta take contested step back twos all game. He did put it in though to cut this to 24-22. Monmouth controlling here. Austin Tillman, open, throws top of the key to Stewart. Stewart drives. Going to go all the way to the rim and wave it off. Offensive foul on Colin Stewart. That gets us to the final media timeout of the first half. 2 minutes, 57 seconds to go before halftime. Monmouth 24, Marist 22 as we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Fans, the Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, nightly entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NBA hoops or having your next private party, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. Make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. here in Poughkeepsie, McCann Arena. Monmouth 24, Marist 22, 2:57 to go in our first half. Gary Colwall, Eddie Acapinti here from McCann Arena. Fans, stay tuned at halftime. We'll not only give you the max scores around the league, but we'll also give a brief look. Actually, you'll get the whole thing. I sat down with Coach King Rice during the week to preview this game and the game coming up Sunday against Iona. We'll have that for you here on our halftime show, as well as, if we can, Gary, maybe sneak a minute or two with our good buddy Josh Newman. Early impressions of this one, Hawks leading by two.
Yeah, Monmouth has been fairly good, I think, on the offensive end of the floor, shooting 55%, 11 of 20. Marist has, quite simply, that he knocked down a lot of long jump shots from downtown.
Red Fox is controlling here, moving to our left. K.J. Lee around a Trug screen. Lee throws back to Lawrence. Lawrence being guarded by Deion Jones, part of that quartet that came in with Robinson, James, and Kofani. Trug bounces one backdoor to Lawrence. It was taken away by DeLeo, who was fouled by Phillip Lawrence. Nice defensive play by Max. For an offense that prides itself on backdoor cuts, Gary, Monmouth has been at their best defending those backdoor cuts, as I see Nicholas over on the sideline being tended to by the athletic training staff, checking out what looks to be maybe a left ankle injury. Marist lost their leading scorer, Siobhan Lewis, first minute of the game. He hasn't played. His teammates have played admirably as Monmouth leads 24-22.
No feeling out process in this one. Now, these teams have gone right at each other, and a lot of shots have gone in early, but more importantly, a lot of shots have been taken early.
Eight on the shot clock here, under two to go first half. Deion Jones, long two, is good to beat that shot clock in a disjointed possession, Gary, for Monmouth.
Almost seems like Deion Jones probably, I wish there was a stat where you could say Deion Jones with the shot clock running down. Seems like a lot of those go in for him.
Hawks lead 26-22. Manny Thomas in the left corner, drives on James, loses it, gets it back, now throws top of the key to Coletta. Throws it back in the left wing to Manny Thomas. Around a Trug screen, pick and roll, too high for Trug. Monmouth forces that turnover, and they'll get it back, leading by four. ...85 seconds to go in our first half. Hawks lead 26-22. Monmouth moving it here. Marist back to the 2-3 zone. Robinson throws left wing to James. James in the corner to Deion Jones. 15 on the shot clock. This is James working on Coletta. James driving, absorbing contact too strong. Kofani tips the rebound to himself. Thomas blocks his putback. Kofani pulls it down again. Then goes right into the lane, and he'll be called for an offensive foul as Coletta took a dive with 59 seconds to go in the first half.
Yeah, Kofani did have the kick out there, though, Eddie, and probably could have used it. Once he got the first one not to go down, I think he really wanted to clean up his own possession and was unable to do so.
Timeout called on the floor, taken by Marist. 59.2 seconds to go in the first half. 26-22, Monmouth on top. Gary, at halftime, we will be we'll get a look at that interview, or rather a listen to that interview that I did with Coach Rice during the week. It's available right now on MonmouthHawks.com as well as YouTube.com/MonmouthHawks. But some of the things that Coach Rice talked about, some of the strengths that we've seen from this team, the defensive pressure, how a bunch of guys can score. And right now, Marist, with that 2-3 zone switching look, I think taking Monmouth out of their game a little bit in this first half. Hawks shooting well, but they just don't seem as crisp as they did against Maryland and SMU.
Yeah, certainly not as crisp, and obviously different kind of competition, different kind of atmosphere, but they were making good passes, they were knocking down their shots. Really, against Maryland was when that was extremely evident. The ball movement was very good. The defense was very good. Forced a lot of turnovers to get back into that game.
Inbound, deflected away by James. Monmouth comes out full court press on Marist. Hawks will stay full court press. 58 seconds to go in the first half. Andrew Nicholas has come on for Kofani, so Monmouth going no big man here in the final minute. Man bound to K.J. Lee. Lee will bring it up, being watched by DeLeo. Lee crosses that timeline, 50 seconds to go. Throws to the big man, Trug. Now Manny Thomas throws Phillip Lawrence. Left wing, Coletta, being guarded by Robinson. Coletta tried to throw a back door. DeLeo stepped in front of Lawrence, and then he is fouled with 40.6 seconds to go in the first half. Second foul on Lawrence,
and DeLeo again a spark on the defensive end. Monmouth and Marist have been very even in this first half, Eddie, but Hawks up four. We're going to get close to the last shot here. There's about a 5-second differential between shot and game clock. Monmouth could take a 6-7 point lead into the locker room. I think that would look a lot bigger than the half has really shown.
26-22 Monmouth leads. 30 on the first half clock, 25 on the shot clock. Robinson top of the key. Hasn't looked as sharp in this one as he has early this year. James top of the key. James throws it to Jones. In the right corner, DeLeo for three. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Coletta with 15 on the shot clock. And Gary, one of the biggest reasons Monmouth struggled from outside, Max DeLeo hasn't been the shooter this year. He's been last year. We'll take a look at that at halftime. Lee, drive and kick. Works its way to Coletta for three. That one too strong, but he gets his own rebound, throws it up, it goes in, and he's fouled. Coletta, after Monmouth with a mental lapse, they don't block out. He gets his own rebound, throws up a miracle shot that goes in.
Wow. I mean, wow. That was an unbelievable shot from Coletta. He caught it on the long rebound off the heel and just hoisted it to try to get it to the up in the air before the horn, and we'll take a look at the replay. He missed as DeLeo closed down on him. He steps inside, gets his own rebound. They originally put that ball up as a three-point shot, Eddie, and made it a one-point game, which is completely wrong. It was way inside the arc. I'm going to have to take a look and change that one, which I think they just did.
They did. Coletta makes the free throw. 0.7 to go in our first half. Monmouth leads 26-25. DeLeo, a baseball throw that goes off the backboard and then is deflected and will go out of play. Monmouth will go into halftime, Gary, shooting 50%, but leading only 26-25 due to some odd circumstances and, to be honest, inconsistent offensive play. You hold the team to 25 in the first half. You should be up comfortably. They go up just up one.
Yeah, a weird half. Marist was hot early on from downtown. As we look at a couple of numbers real quick, 50% for Monmouth, 12 of 24, 9 of 22 was Marist. They shot 40%, but so much more going on in that half than the numbers will show, Eddie. A lot of chippy play, a lot of fouls, and obviously the injury to Siobhan Lewis.
And Gary, what we'll do, and Harrison as well back in the studios, as we begin our halftime show presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source for local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The APP is proud to support Monmouth Athletics. What we'll do now, we'll begin our Asbury Park Press halftime show with my interview with Coach King Rice during the week. Again, the video is available at MonmouthHawks.com as well as YouTube.com/MonmouthHawks. But this is just a piece of that interview from myself and Coach Rice from this past week, and you're listening to it right here at halftime. University of Maryland, and at SMU this past weekend, the Monmouth men's basketball team enters their initial foray into MAC play this Thursday when they visit Marist before hosting Iona on December 7th here at the MAC. I was able to catch up with head coach King Rice to get his thoughts on where his team is through six games during the season, as well as look ahead to these two MAC contests.
I want to talk a minute about the new veteran on the block, and Brees Kofani has been phenomenal for you guys. He's been blocking shots, he's been rebounding at a high clip, and again, not doing it just against other mid-major programs, doing it against MAC teams. He's doing it on the road in really hostile places, and talk about what he's been able to bring to this team in that front court, because the difference is noticeable in how good you guys are on the glass and just how well you've been able to defend inside.
Well, we do talk about Brees being a veteran. He's a college graduate. He's been coached in college for 4 years. He just needed an opportunity to play minutes, and he brings toughness. He's a great rim protector. Just that veteran presence on the court, I think it calms our other kids down. And the thing with Brees is he's very, very competitive. He wants to win every single time, not just in games. He wants to win in drills. We're trying to get him to want to win sprints. But he's very, very competitive, and he's been in championship games at the highest level. And anytime you have a kid on your team, a young man on your team that has been in those situations, you hope that they can bring a veteran presence and say the right things to the kids. And he does it with his play, but he's also a good guy in the locker room because he's seen so much, and we have good guys that will listen to him. So his role has been great. he's still going to play better. I think he's getting his body in shape. And Brees hadn't played 25 minutes in games at Providence. So this is still new for him, too. And he's really hitting it out of the park so far. And I think you'll continue to see him get more offensive rebounds. You'll see him get breakaway dunks because he can run really, really, really well. And we got to do a better job of getting him a few more touches per game, and his numbers will skyrocket.
And, Coach, your team stays on the road this Thursday going to Marist. But you get this early look now in MAC play. You get these two games before you finish up your non-conference portion, Thursday at Marist, Sunday at home against Iona. I know whenever I talk to coaches, they say the most important game is the next game. I know for you guys, it's no more true than Thursday up in Poughkeepsie against Marist.
Well, you know, Marist has beaten us the last two times. And when we scrimmaged them when we first got the job here, they won the first year, we won the second year. Now they beat us twice last year in very good games. One of them in overtime where Dion had a last-second shot to finish it. So they're a very, very solid team that's dealing with some injuries early. And Coach Maker, he's just a great basketball mind. He was at West Virginia with Coach Beilein. And then he's been running a program for a while now, a D3 program. But he's a very, very good head coach. I had some of my mentors tell me if I ever had to play against him, I better really, really be prepared. And now I'm going to have to see him twice a year. So I watched him last night. It's going to be a tremendous game. You can tell he's going to be one of the best coaches in this league. Just how he has, how hard he has his kids playing, the way they're sharing the ball. He comes up with ways to defend you each game that's going to give you problems. So I'm really looking forward to it. I am fired up because I feel like we're a better team now. We'll be more ready to deal with everything that we see.
And then you come back home on Sunday, big game with an Iona Gales team that is always strong in this league. They always seem to have many guys that can score. And I know you and Coach Kloos, you know, not only friends, but should be a good one on Sunday as well back home.
Well, Coach Kloos, he's one of the best coaches in the league. He's a very, very nice man, so I like him a lot. Last year, we didn't play well in those games, and that was because of how Iona played against us. So I'm fired up for that opportunity again. The one part is they might even be better this year than they were last year, which is hard to do, but they won at Wake Forest. They won some games on the road in North Texas. They lost to Wofford, and we talked to the coach from Wofford, and he said the only reason that they won is that the game was 7 o'clock in the morning. He said if they would have played them at 8:30 or 7 o'clock in the evening or any other time than 7 in the morning, that coach didn't believe they would have won. So Iona's going to be tough, but we've grown up too, and they're going to have to deal with some of the things that we do, and the home court advantage is always great. We're going to ask everybody to come out for that game and support us. We have a girls game before it, so we got to support them. And then the guys, let's see what we can do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your week preparation. Good luck as you get this early look in MAC play Thursday and Sunday.
Thank you, Eddie, and come on out and watch the Hawks win some games.
And we do want to thank the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, for joining us during the week. That was on the Monmouth Digital Network as well as on youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks. Halftime here. Monmouth leads Marist by 126-25. No other MAC games going on right now. The out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero looks like this in the top 25. West Virginia, number 16, leads LSU 41-37. The only game being played right now, Arkansas-Iowa State play later. San Diego State play late tonight. Let's step out, two-minute timeout, and we'll bring it back, look at first-half stats, as well as look at exactly what went down in that opening half that saw Monmouth take that one-point lead against Marist. We'll go a two-minute break here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.